Welcome to the twilight between sound and screen. Lo-fi chill meets celluloid dreams. Press play and fade away. Only on Synthwave Cinema. This isn't just a vibe, it's a memory.
Welcome to the Spectre Sisters,
your portal into the unexplainable,
the unknown,
and the undeniably strange.
Welcome back to Spectre Sisters. This week for Coffee and Cases, I'll be discussing the Smiley Face Killers. After mentioning the Smiley Face Killers and the disappearance of Brian Schaefer, I decided to do a deep dive. Smiley Face Killers aren't actually killers at all. Actually a theory that's been created and investigated by retired New York City detectives Kevin Gannon and Anthony Duarte, as well as being supported by Dr. Lee Gilbertson, a criminal justice professor and gang expert at St. Cloud University. The theory alleges that 45 young men who were found dead in or near bodies of water across 11 states from the late 1990s to the early 2010s didn't accidentally drown, but were actually murdered. The smiley face is in reference to graffiti that was discovered near where bodies had been found in at least a dozen different cases. They think that the killer purposefully put the smiley face near where they were dumping bodies as a part of a way to signal who had done it. Typically, they were popular, athletic, and successful in school. They all died in the same way, drowning after leaving a party or bar where they had been drinking. Supposedly, the first victim was Patrick McNeil in 1997. Patrick was last seen drinking with friends in Manhattan on February 7th, and his body was later recovered in the Bay Ridge section of Brooklyn at a water pollution control plant on April 7th. This is 12 miles away from where he was last seen. It was said that he drowned in the East River. This was also the case that got Detective Gannon started. Now, this is a controversial theory. Most police departments don't believe the cases are connected to a killer, just that they were accidental drownings. Mm. The La Crosse, Wisconsin Police Department stated that no smiley faces were found near any of the dead bodies from the 8 different accidental drowning cases they had. How do you have 8 different accidental drownings and just say, oh, sorry, this isn't connected, this isn't a killer? That's 8 people dead who all fit a profile.
Right, exactly. They fit the full profile. Maybe smiley face killer just ran out of spray paint.
I mean, part of the theory is that it could be like a group of killers.
Right, I could see that.
Which could explain like...
Or copycats.
Copycats too. Those are really popular.
Right. And that's not a hard, unfortunately, not a hard MO to fill.
No.
And then maybe it could have been a copycat that just didn't have spray paint, or could have been under the age of 18, which you have to be either 18 or 21 to purchase spray paint now.
That's true, because they don't want people huffing it.
Right.
I don't know. That's just so crazy to me that they really just dismissed it and didn't think anything of it.
Right.
Like, it definitely, in my opinion, could be a group, but I don't know. It's also tricky. Like, the Center for Homicide Research even published a paper that attempted to refute the story, as well as the FBI also released a statement essentially saying that there isn't any evidence to support the theory. So it's like, why are these big, like, organizations being like, oh, that's not true, that's not a thing? Like, are they covering something up?
Yeah, I could see that. Or, like, even just their involvement proves that, like, obviously there was a high enough level of concern about it that maybe whenever it was looked into further, they stumbled across something else that could have somehow been connected.
Yeah.
Because maybe it's not necessarily the smiley face killer they're trying to cover up, but maybe a connection that comes because of it. Or, like, this, like, something that was left out of the profiling of these people to connect them, especially, like, the specific 8. There could have been something that actually did connect all of them, which got the FBI's attention. And then, like, the FBI looked into it and was like, oh, they can't know that. So,
yeah, like, it's weird. Because this is at least 45 different young men.
Yeah.
11 different states across a couple decades. Like, that fits a typical serial killer MO.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I want to say it was the Golden State Killer who was active for quite a few decades.
Yes.
I think Richard Ramirez was also pretty active for a while.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
Like, it...
That's pretty normal, I would say, normal. Unfortunately.
They take breaks, come back to it, move areas sometimes. Like,
yeah.
I know there was one serial killer who was a truck driver who, like, drove across the country and would, like, tie the bodies of his victims underneath his rig.
Okay. Whoa. That's kind of scary.
Yeah, awful. Just, like, so they'd fall apart and dispose of across the country.
That's awful. Yeah, but, I was actually, when I was researching the Springfield 3,
yeah,
one of the suspects, not to spoil anything, is a theorized serial killer for that. And he, his name is Larry Dwayne Hall. His like connection between things is he would attend historical reenactments across the Midwest.
So he was in a bunch of different areas.
Oh, 100%. And all the killings took place like right after the reenactments. I don't know. I guess he was feeling the reenactments, like specifically bad, like World War II reenactments were his like thing.
Oh, that's crazy.
Little bit. That's awful.
I don't know much about the Springfield 3, but I would, if I were a detective, I would definitely be suspicious of that guy. That's very, very suspicious.
Oh, you just wait, because there's other people, other suspects in that, that like almost blow him out of the water.
That's insane.
I stay tuned for the Springfield 3.
Yeah, stay tuned.
But yeah, no, the Smiley Face Killer is something that I've, and like, they've even like teased it on shows and stuff. I know Criminal Minds definitely did like a homage to it, kind of, and talked about. I know copycat killers were the big thing that they discussed in that episode.
Yeah, copycat killers are unfortunately pretty common when it's distinct MOs like that are easily copied.
Yeah, I don't. It's so weird, or it could technically be like a cult sort of thing.
Yeah,
or
a gang it could be ritual. A cult, a gang.
Yeah.
The professor from St. Cloud University, he is a gang expert, so right. I think that's part of why he backed it, of thinking this is some sort of gang or cult.
Yeah.
They never really landed on any suspects for who was doing all of these either, which is the tricky thing.
So no leads at all?
No.
No fingerprints? No.
No, because most of the time the bodies were found like in or so close enough to the water.
All evidence would have just been washed away.
Unfortunately, spray paint cans were never found in any of the areas.
And, like, no strangulation marks that would, like, occur. That's so crazy.
If I remember correctly, all the victims during autopsy reports, the official cause of death was always drowning.
That's so crazy.
Forcing somebody to drown is a very strange method for a serial killer.
Yeah.
Normally, when we see like forced drownings in true crime, it's unfortunately parents murdering their children.
Right. Or like a male figure, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Like an overpowering, like a sense of dominance, like a show of dominance.
Yes, exactly.
Almost. Yeah.
Which it's super weird because a lot of these young men were very athletic. So it would have had to take some serious strength to overpower them, to drown them, which I genuinely believe that most of these cases were in fact murders, especially Patrick O'Neill's.
Yeah.
His body was found 12 miles from where he was last seen in a water treatment facility. They said he drowned in the East River, as well as it took 50 days to find his body even. Like that points to signs of foul play for me, as well as allegedly a vehicle was seen following him that night in Manhattan after he left the bar.
Oh, after he left. So was it usually after? I was going to say something about that. You can continue, but I've got an idea.
No, go ahead.
I was thinking, like, I don't know why, but technically if you got someone intoxicated enough, you could just push them in the water.
And all of these young men had been drinking.
So that's probably like literally all you'd have to do is wear gloves, push them in.
All the evidence is gone.
Enough, yeah. And that almost makes me wonder. And hear me out. Maybe a crazy theory that it's a woman.
That's actually something I like theorized myself. Is that it might have been a woman or a group of women who were
like
wronged by
men.
Wronged by somebody who fit this stereotype, and now they're taking out their revenge, or she's taking out her revenge. It seems likely to me, especially because some of the things that happen to college-age young women.
Horrible.
Like, horrible. It's definitely a possibility, and seeing what the profile for all of these young men is, I'm not saying they did anything.
No.
I'm not saying they did anything, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, like, just like Ted Bundy's thing was like, because like those women didn't do anything. They just happened to fit the MO is the main thing.
Exactly.
That's why I wonder if it was a woman that was wronged and then she'd go bar hopping, just like the Jeffrey Dahmer did. A lot of other killers would do that, would find her victim because they would fit the MO and then lure them away.
Which, it's not hard as an attractive young woman to lure a very drunken man from a bar. Yeah,
unfortunately. Which sucks, because, like, men, like, are usually not the prime suspects, especially, like, if you think that the killer could be a woman.
Yeah.
Like, that's not, you're not suspected, like, they're not going to worry about it type of thing. Like, okay. And, you know, obviously not thinking straight, not thinking clearly. They're younger. They haven't had, you know, hopefully haven't had any, like, crazy experiences yet. So that you could easily be a target at that point. You don't even realize it because you think, oh, I'm athletic. You can't do this to me because I'm
strong.
Exactly. So if it is a woman, it could be like a sign of power then. Because she probably could have felt powerless, and I could just see it. Crazy theory, maybe, but I could see that. Like a group of them, like a gang of women. Like, you wouldn't, just like how it's theorized that the Jack the Ripper is a woman. Same sort of thing.
Yeah, I have heard that theory.
Yeah.
I don't know. A lot of times I think we are overlooking the possibility of female suspects in true crime.
Yeah.
Not 100%. All serial killers are men. Nope. Look at Aileen Wuornos. More on her later.
Yes. Oh, 100%. Yeah, there's been so many, and they'll slip through for so long. And they can even be, like, infamous, or, like, they'll find even just vague clues that'll connect a bunch of murders, or things that they didn't even think were murders at first, that are still completely unsolved. Because usually men have been shown to have, like, a motive or, like, a sexual, like, Dahmer behind it. Yeah, exactly. Or, like, again, that's true, though. Like, usually there's, like, usually you can tell.
Men also tend to be a little more messy with their killings.
Right.
They
right.
tend to leave evidence behind more often or slip up, and that's how they get caught. Whereas it's said that female killers tend to be much more precise.
Right.
In how they do things, which is another reason why it's said they take longer to find.
Right. Yeah, so it has to be killings. There's no way.
It's just too suspicious
to
not be. How do 45, more than 45 young men all accidentally drown after leaving a bar where they had been drinking, or leaving a party where they had been drinking, all fitting this case of most of them are white, most of them are college-aged, athletic.
Right.
Like, popular, good at school, like, Brian Schaefer, for example. This is why they briefly considered
this Smiley Face killer. Yeah.
Yeah.
He fit that MO, and they still never found. I mean, again, if it is maybe some of the bodies will never be found. There could be countless missing cases that are technically the Smiley Face killer.
Yeah.
But whoever it is, or whomever, like, the group it is, could have, like, taken it out in different ways. Like, maybe followed a vague MO.
Yeah.
That, like, they personalized for themselves. So maybe the one that didn't spray paint, that's their own. Like, maybe they left something else, or they took something. Cause I know there can also be, like, trophies.
Killers like trophies sometimes, like Dahmer and his skulls.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
Sorry to bring that up, everybody.
Yeah. What a freak. Saying this live. Freak.
Freak.
Like, I like collecting little fun oddities and stuff. That's crazy. I hated
skulls from the people you've killed.
No.
And he painted them.
No.
I'm sorry for having so much Dahmer knowledge.
It's okay. I mean, he was in Ohio too.
Ohio. He grew up in Bath, Ohio, which is not very far from where we record.
No, it's not far. I remember the first time, I'm not from Ohio, but I remember the first time driving through the area. I hadn't seen the Bath Township little sign yet. Yeah, but I felt like this heavy, horrible, aching feeling. And I was like, I saw the sign coming after that. I'm like, there's absolutely no way. That's insane. I'm like, that's not the right one. Nope, technically, there's another one, but it's not, it's the one near us. And I'm like, that's...
It is. Every time I pass through Bath to go down to Yellow Springs, I get that bad feeling like down my spine.
You can feel it because you're driving on the same roads and stuff. Like, yeah, it's insane. That's why I've always been not... I wouldn't say fascinated is the right word. I have a curiosity as to why. What makes the brain tick to turn into such a monster? And how does a victim usually turn into such, like, even worse than they were ever treated?
Exactly. A lot of serial killers can be split into the categories of nature versus nurture. Yeah. Dahmer was definitely a nurture.
Yeah.
Bundy, I would call nurture.
Yeah.
I would call Gacy nature, actually.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
I think there was some internalized homophobia going on with Gacy.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
So that's why I would call it nature.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just unfortunate. And that's why we want to, like, talk about this and have people really think more than just... It's good to think about these type of things and be aware. It's not good to live in fear by any means.
Don't live your life scared.
No. But it's good to be informed. And it's good to have these conversations. And good to just try to find answers. I mean, you got the time. It's better than playing Candy Crush, which I know I'm very guilty of.
I'm guilty of Best Fiends.
That's A, sponsor us, please. Please.
Yeah, if you guys want to sponsor us, I'm on like level 770 or some.
I'm on level like 2500 on Candy Crush.
Please, Taco Bell, you are also welcome to sponsor us. I love you guys. I'll do anything for that. I commit to the bit. Thank you very much. Don't even get me started on the American food system.
Oh, that's another episode. that's a 16 parter at least.
At least. But, well, for the smiley face killer, is it a single killer, a group, a wild theory, and they were all just accidents? Was it aliens?
Oh my god!
We may never know the answer, but stay spooky, everybody.
Stay spooky. Bow!
So tell us about the Village Idiots podcast, Zoe.
Tune in because we talk about lots of different topics. I have a vast and wide array of knowledge. And we all know the moon landing was fake.
Next season of Village Idiots, canceled edition. Am I right?
Oh, I like...